Blog Talk Radio.
There's a place dear to me where I'm longing to be with my friends at the old country church. There with mother we went and our Sundays were spent with my friends at the old country church.
Precious years of memory. Oh, what joy, they bring to me.
They bring to me.
How I long once more to be.
Once more to be with my friends at the old country church. As a small country boy, how my heart beat with joy when I knelt in the old country church. And the Savior above, by his wonderful love, saved my soul in the old country church.
Precious years of memory. Oh, what joy they bring to me.
How I long
once more to be
with my friends at the old country church. My thoughts make me weep, for so many now sleep in their graves near the old country church. And sometime I may rest with the friends I love best in a grave near the old country church.
Precious graves of memory. Oh, what joy they bring to me. Well, good morning, everyone, and greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And I pray that you have a great Easter day and that you get to walk close with the Lord. All right, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Most gracious Heavenly Father, we come before you this time giving praise, honor, and glory for the Lord Jesus Christ and the things that he did for us. Father, in giving us a way to have eternal life, to spend with you and him there in heaven. Because we know, Father, without him, we would be lost. Now, Lord, be with us this morning through this service. And we grant you all praise, all glory, all honor. And we do so in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. All right. Got a little thing here to read to you, share with you, out of my little book. It's called Abide With Us. And it was wrote for this special day. At the dawning of this most glorious morning in the history of mankind, while the world lay hushed, several women were on their way to Jesus' tomb. As far as they knew, its opening was covered by a great stone that they could not roll away with the imperial seal of the Roman government on it, so that no man might dare to move it. The women also thought a detachment of soldiers was guarding the tomb. But they were going anyway. And behold, the mighty Roman Empire and his soldiers had proved utterly powerless before the angel who came to roll the stone away. When it was time for our Savior to raise from the dead, all opposing forces were as nothing. All the praise due to our God for his most wonderful morning the completion of God's marvelous plan of salvation had been accomplished for all of mankind. Again, in this account, we see the personal care that Jesus has for each of his following individually. That evening, when two disciples were walking toward Emmaus, Jesus walked with them, talked with them, and explained the scriptures to them. But Jesus did not force himself on them. When they neared their destination, he made as though he would have gone further had they not given him the invitation. "Abide with us." He would not have tarried there, but they did invite him, and soon their eyes were opened and they knew him. As we observe this special day of remembering what Jesus had done for us, may we also invite him to abide with us so that our eyes may be opened. We may receive the understanding and we may know him. And may the Lord add his blessing into that reading this morning. We know that this is a day that man has set aside for us to remember what this time of year is all about. But you know, besides it being about Easter and the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ, we are also in Passover, the Jewish holiday that has been brought forward, that we all should be honoring also, of when that death angel, on the night that the firstborn of Egypt was killed, the Jewish people put blood around their doors, and the death angel, when he saw that blood, would pass over, and none of the Jewish firstborn was lost. We all need to learn how to receive the things that has been given to us. I've been fighting it 3 weeks now. 3 weeks. And you know, it's all because a lot of times we let fear get to us and doubt. And that's all it takes. It's just a little doubt or just very little fear, and we'll not receive a thing until we can get rid of that. When Satan started trying to get to me to keep me from being healed, I let a lot of things in that I shouldn't have let in. And finally, the Lord healed everything about me except for two things that Satan used. And there was just a little bit of doubt there in my mind that kept the Lord from working. Wasn't a whole lot. It wasn't that I didn't believe that God had healed me, because I did. But I was letting Satan use two things. And I just kept checking both things and kept checking them, checking them, checking them. Still waiting. So finally, good Lord said, enough's enough. But that's how we are. He told me there in the hospital, he said, you're healed. Well, Satan tried to come in another way, and I stopped that. And he tried another way, and I stopped that. But then when he got to these two things, because I let an instrument join in with him, that's just exactly what he started using. My blood oxygen and my heart count. That's what I let him get away with. My blood oxygen would drop 20 points or so. And my heart count would raise anywhere from 20, 25 points. And that would cause me to go in to a coughing fit. And I coughed so hard I couldn't hardly breathe. That's why my daughter stayed with me. Because it got to the point where I'd cough so hard and so long, I couldn't get my breath. Well, but you see, the Lord knew what he was doing. I didn't, but he did. He gave me enough strength and all to make it through it and brought me to this day.
Yeah, you're off of oxygen now.
Yeah. I'm off of my oxygen right now. I ain't even got it with me.
That's what Job, he went through all that trouble because he was afraid.
Yeah.
Fear.
Fear. It don't take much.
No.
You know? And really, the fear that I had was not of dying. I'm not afraid of that. Because I know when I leave here, I know where I'll go. And I'll go to be with him, which will bring joy forever. But I let some fear come in of not being able to do what he had asked me to do, which was build this church. That's the fear that has put me through these 3 weeks of not being able to do what he had asked me to do. And that was for me to die without building the church.
Oh, the Lord's attacking me too. He's saying he ain't going to do it. He's attacking you through me too.
I know. Because Satan will work that way. Satan will work with anybody. You see? But we let him do it.
Yeah.
Amen. A lot of times we don't even know we're allowing it to happen. It takes us a while to find out how we even let him in. It took me a while to find out how I let him in. Because I had blocked him three other ways. Now, how'd you get in here?
It's like a snake, though. He'll slither in some other way.
So anyway, I'm going to talk to you. Our message won't be too long this morning. Because as usual, and what I usually do on Easter Sunday, it's the last sayings from the cross. And you know, when you really take a look at those, it gives you a better understanding of the pain and the trouble that our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ took upon himself for you and I. And I'm going to start here with Matthew 27. I'm only going to be there for just a few minutes here. In verse 46 through 56, I will be reading all of that. But here we find one of the last sayings from the cross. And it was about the sixth hour of Jesus being on the cross. We're told there was darkness over all the land. And then about the ninth hour, our Lord and Savior cried with a loud voice, "Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani." That is to say, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? You'd wonder why the Lord Jesus Christ, being sent here for that purpose, would cry out that the Father had forsaken him. The Father had to. Because you see, he cannot look upon sin. Jesus had no sin of his own, but he was on the cross. With every sin you and I and all of mankind ever had and ever done. Murder. All kinds of sexual sins. Lying. Cheating. Stealing. All of it. All on him there on that cross. Also all your sicknesses, all your diseases. You see, he may not have been looking on him, but he hadn't forgot him. But you know, he had to be very sad at that time, very heart sick to think that his Father had forsaken him. The pain that his heart must have been in. We go on with 47 here now. Says, some of them that stood there when they heard that said, "This man calleth for Elijah." This is how mankind twists and turns things. They thought he was calling for Elijah. And straightway, one of them ran and took a sponge, filled it with vinegar, and put it on a reed and gave him to drink. They wouldn't even give him water. They gave him vinegar to drink. Because, you see, they are the ones that turned. Because it was his own people. You know, for years and years and years, our church has taught that it was the Romans that crucified him. But it really wasn't. I was a Roman soldier, nailed him to the cross, yes. And raised the cross up. And it was a Roman that went ahead that gave him the death sentence. But he did it because his own wouldn't quit crying, crucifying, and causing a disturbance.
He washed his hands.
Pilate washed his hands. Told him he was innocent of the man's blood. He could find no fault in him. They would not give up until he was gave the death sentence that was his own. And the rest said, let us see whether Elijah will come to save him. And Jesus, when he had cried again with a loud voice, yielded up the ghost. And behold, the veil of the temple was rent in twain from the top to the bottom, and the earth did quake and the rocks rent. Well, we know there was a violent earthquake at that time. It caused all of that. But also, very few understood the meaning of this curtain being ripped in two. And most don't know today why that happened. You see, by the law, no one was allowed back behind that curtain into the Holy of Holies except for the priest, the chief priest.
There's only one, right?
Yep.
One guy once a year.
Yep. To go back, sprinkle all the blood on all the books and all the furniture and everything for the sacrifice for the sins for that year. And he had to be just so. He could have no blemishes. That's why Peter cut off his ear that day when he went after Jesus to arrest Jesus. And Peter took his sword and cut his ear off. He could have never went again back behind that curtain. He himself would have been killed if he did. But Jesus took pity on him, put his ear back on. And then got on Peter for cutting it off. Because you see, even with all of the pain and everything that he was going through, Jesus still loved every man. He does not want to see no one lost. Yet we know there's going to be more lost than saved. But it's not because that's what he wants. Because it's not. Now, and says the graves were opened and many bodies of the saints which slept arose. This was actually a resurrection. Also a resurrection day. A lot of the dead came out of the graves. And they were seen walking around town. It says, and came out of the graves after his resurrection and went into the holy city and appeared unto many. Bunch of them seen on that day and time. So now when the centurion and they that were with him watching Jesus saw the earthquake and those things that were done, they feared greatly, saying, truly, this was the Son of God. And many women were there beholding far off, which followed Jesus from Galilee, ministering unto him, among which was Mary Magdalene, and Mary the mother of James and Jose, and the mother of Zebedee's children. You see, when that curtain was torn in two, that is what gave you and I the right to go and stand actually before the throne of Almighty God. That's why we don't have to go to a priest today. But we've got one high priest, and he's already there waiting. But it gives you and I the right to stand. It opened the door for us to stand and make our own appeal unto the Father, the great I Am, the first and the last. We have an awful lot to be thankful for that we really don't realize. Now, if you'll come with me over to Luke, the 23rd chapter. And we're going to go down here to verse 28. But Jesus, turning unto them, said, daughters of Jerusalem, weep not for me, but weep for yourselves and for your children. For behold, the days are coming in the which they shall say, blessed are the barren and the wombs that never bare, and the paps which never gave suck. Then shall they begin to say to the mountains, fall on us, and to the hills cover us. For if they do these things in a green tree, what shall be done in the dry? You know, as he hung there on that cross where they crucified him, he was crucified between two others. And you know, the one on his right hand and one on his left. But in verse 34, we find this second saying from the cross. Then said Jesus, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. They wouldn't understand it. And really, they wouldn't. You see, Satan was behind all of that. And if he had known actually what was going on and what was to come out of it, he'd have never had it done. He wouldn't have been in on it, I'll put it that way. Because it was taken, would be what would control him and be able to take his power away from him. But they don't know what they do, and they parted his raiment and cast lots. We know a lot of other things they done. But we're going to drop on down here now to 43 for another saying. And Jesus said unto him, Verily, I say unto thee, well, let's come back up to 41. Let's go ahead and read 40. But the other answering rebuked him. That first male factor, he was railing on him and tell him to save himself and them. But the other one, answering, rebuked him, saying, Dost not thou fear God, seeing thou art in the same condemnation? And we indeed justly. He's letting him know we deserve ours. For we receive the due reward of our deeds. But this man has done nothing amiss. And he said unto Jesus, Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. And Jesus said unto him, Verily I say unto thee, today shall thou be with me in paradise. Now here's one that all it took for him to make heaven his home was to recognize Jesus and to ask him to remember. It don't take a whole lot for us to be cleansed, but it takes work afterwards for us to walk that way. He'll cleanse us and he'll do it quickly, but then for us to keep it and to hold on to it takes work for us. Something most of us don't want to do and won't take the time to do. And he told him, today shall thou be with me in paradise. He says, it was about the sixth hour, and there was a darkness over all the earth until the ninth hour, and the sun was darkened, and the veil of the temple was rent in the midst. That's telling you about that veil being ripped again. It gave us the right to stand before Almighty God and make our own petitions without having to go through sacrifice and all like they had to make by the law and go through a priest. Because you see, when we become that born-again child of God, we have become priests and ministers of the gospel. Kind of hard for us to even think about that, isn't it? Because most of us don't realize that that is part of what we are. Verse 46, when that happened, it says, and when Jesus had cried with a loud voice, he said, Father, Into thy hands I command my spirit. And he gave up the ghost. Think about that. It was at that time that he gave up the ghost. But now we're going to go to John, the Gospel of John, the 19th. To the last few sayings from the cross here. Because you see, before he goes, he had a few more things that John said, that he said that John recorded. And when we go there, we look at verse 26. Well, let's go to 25. Now there stood by the cross of Jesus his mother and his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Cleophas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus therefore saw his mother and the disciples standing by, whom he loved, he saith unto his mother, Woman, behold thy son. Then saith he to the disciple, Behold thy mother. He was placing John in responsibility over his own mother. And he was letting his own mother know to stay with and to love John. Because at that time she had nowhere else to go. And John was his disciple and was one he loved dearly. John was also the youngest of the disciples. We only got one more saying here to go, but we got a couple of verses. After this, Jesus, knowing that all things were now accomplished, that the scripture might be fulfilled, saith, I thirst. Now there was set a vessel full of vinegar. They filled a sponge with vinegar and put it upon hyssop and put it to his mouth. And when Jesus therefore had received the vinegar, he said, It is finished. And he bowed his head and gave up the ghost. His work here on earth was done. He had completed and finished what he was sent to do. And these are things that you and I must do. And that's why we have to be careful about what we allow him. Because we are to finish the work that God calls upon each one of us for. Whatever he has called you to do must be accomplished. So we have to keep Satan clear of us. And we've got to keep our trust and our love in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And none of us, it doesn't matter what we go through here, we'll never go through the pain that he did in making a way for you and I. No matter how much pain we go through, we'll never go through the pain he went. Those stripes on his back that brings you and I healing today was put there by 39 licks from a cat of nine tails. That whip had nine different strips of leather laced with pieces of metal and glass to tear the skin. Back then, it was a fact that if you got 41 licks from that, that was a death sentence. It meant death for you. He got 39. He liked two of being beat to death, actually. Tore all over tore all up. And that's what brings you and I our healing today. You can go to Isaiah 53, Isaiah, way back in his day, 400 years before Jesus Christ was born, prophesied that our healing today would be by his stripes. I'll read it for you. Isaiah 53, verse 5. But he was wounded for our transgressions. This wrote 400 years before Jesus was even born. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. And you know, 2 Peter, in chapter 2, you find it again written, that by his stripes we were healed. That's why the beating. And he bore it for you and I. And then we just seem to can't trust him enough to receive it, can we? And we'll let Satan slip in there to disturb it. But if you hold on, Jesus will come back and come along and give you the strength to make it through, and he'll give you your way out. But we have to hold on to it and receive it. And then our churches should be filled with signs and wonders and miracles that work today. And yet you're not finding them in the church. That shows how far man is walking away from Almighty God today, in this day and time. Think about that. You know, God willing, tonight, I'm going to be bringing a message from John 14 to give you an idea, let you know where I'm planning on coming from if he don't change it. So let us go to the Lord in prayer. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, once again as we close your word, Father, Father, we thank you for your word. But Father, we thank you mostly for thy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, the one, Father, that took all those stripes upon him for our healing, the one that took death upon himself to give us life, Father, to give us life for eternity, to spend with you and he there in heaven, Father, to keep us out of hell and away from Satan, to give us life here on this earth, Father, and to give it to us more abundantly. Now, Father, let us all lift you up in praise, giving all honor and glory unto you in the Lord Jesus Christ. Let us be sure and tell you, Father, I love you. Jesus, I love you. Holy Spirit, I love you. And Lord, I love your word, and I love teaching and speaking your word. Keep me, Father, strong. Keep me in the way of righteousness. Never let me stray, Father. Hold me. Hold me, Father, in the palm of your hand until my time and my work here on earth is done. And then, Father, bring me home to be with you in the Lord Jesus Christ. And it's in that sweet, precious name, Lord, I pray. Amen. And remember, everyone, God willing, we can be back together again come 6 o'clock this evening Eastern time. So until then, hold on to him. He'll hold on to you. Have a great Easter day.